Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. And today I want to talk a little bit about how we approach our online copy. And I want to do that by looking at the subject of benefits and features. You see, Marketing and Sales 101 tells us that we should sell the benefits of our products over the features. But is that always a good idea? In particular, does that make sense on a website? Take, for example, a screenshot I took recently of the Skype website. In this screenshot, it focuses heavily on the benefits that Skype provides for connecting people. It says, celebrate Valentine's Day with friends and family wherever you are. Effectively, they're saying that Skype is about connecting people and not about technology. And it's a great sentiment, exactly the kind of thing that a marketer would write. However, imagine for a moment you didn't know what Skype was. In that case, this page would leave you utterly confused. Is it a social network? Or perhaps does it allow you to send e-cards? Or could it even be some kind of dating app? Of course, we all know what Skype is, and so it's not particularly a problem. But what about another company I came across recently? Their strapline was making stronger connections, delivering more wins, marketing and sales solutions for the intelligent business. Can you really articulate what it is that they do from that? Well, I certainly can't. Sure, it's fairly clear what they intend to provide in terms of benefits, but there's little insights into how they're actually going to achieve that. It's important to remember that this benefits-oriented mindset comes from the past. It originates from before the web in a world of push marketing. See, in the pre-digital age, marketing channels such as TV, billboards, and ads had to grab the attention of consumers. And benefits are a great way of doing that. Talking about delivering more wins is much more attention grabbing than talking about marketing management software, which is, by the way, what that company does. However, a website isn't a push marketing channel. It doesn't exist to grab people's attention. People who visit a website have already been a long way in their journey to buy. They've already had their attention grabbed. They've already identified a need. They've expressed an interest in solving that need, and they search for a possible solution to that need. In other words, the majority of those arriving on your website already know roughly what they're looking for. We don't need to convince them, we just need to answer their questions. These users are more interested in knowing whether the website they're visiting can answer those questions and whether the product or service that you provide will meet their needs. In other words, they want to know about features of the product. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that benefits are irrelevant. Users still need reassuring that the investment in your product or service will generate a return. But they also want to be clear about what those returns are. Instead, we need to balance benefits and features equally on our site. Now, Apple did an excellent job at this in the past. For example, I came across this MacBook Air quote, which was, "It will keep working as long as you do." Now, that simple strapline still focuses on the benefit, right? Which is that it will carry on working as long as you do. But it also addresses the feature, which is that it has an all-day battery life. It combines benefits and features into a single story. Of course, it's not always easy to summarize both benefits and features in one nice strapline. We often have too much that needs to be said. How then do we decide what to introduce the user to first? Do we start with the features or do we start with the benefits? To answer that question, we need to step back and identify what it is users want to know and what order these questions go through their mind when they land on our websites. This is an exercise that doesn't happen enough in my experience within companies. Too often, those companies start with what do we want to say on our site rather than what does the user want to know. However, when we do step back and think about it, or perish the thought, actually ask a user, the answer to our benefits versus features question is kind of obvious. Every site and audience are different, but users do tend to progress through the same kind of journey. The first thing they ask themselves is, am I on the right site? Second thing is, what do these people offer? Third, how will it help me? And then fourth, are these people I want to do business with? In that context, features would actually come before benefits. You need to explain what your offering is, the features, before you explain how it's going to help, which is the benefits. For me, the main takeaway of this discussion has nothing really to do with features or benefits. Rather, it's the fact that often the wrong people are writing web copy in the first place. Web content should be written by web copywriters. Anybody else is going to bring their biases of how to write with them in just the same way as the marketers bring their push marketing perspective to web copywriting.